The Science of Being Well, preface to the 1910 edition. This volume is the second of a series, the first of which is The Science of Getting Rich. As that book is intended solely for those who want money, this book is for those who want health, and who want a practical guide and handbook, not a philosophical treatise. It is an instructor in the use of the universal principle of life, and my effort has been to explain the way, in so plain and simple a fashion, that the reader, though they may have given no previous study to New Thought, or metaphysics, may readily follow it to perfect health. While retaining all essentials, I have carefully eliminated all non-essentials. I have used no technical, abstruse, or difficult language, and have kept the one point in view at all times. As its title asserts, this book deals with science, not speculation. The monistic theory of the universe, which is the theory that matter, mind, consciousness, and life are all manifestations of the original substance, is now accepted by most thinkers. And if you accept this theory, you cannot deny the logical conclusions that you will find herein. Best of all, the methods of thought and action prescribed have been tested by the author, in his own case, and in the cases of hundreds of others, during 12 years of practice, with continuous and unfailing success. I can say of The Science of Being Well that it works. And wherever its laws are complied with, it can no more fail to work than the science of geometry. If the tissues of your body have not been so destroyed that continued life is impossible, you can get well. And if you will think and act in a certain way, you will get well. If the reader wishes to fully understand the monistic theory of the cosmos, he is recommended to read Hegel and Emerson, and to also read The Eternal News, which is a pamphlet by J.J. Brown. Some enlightenment may also be found in a series of articles by the author, which were published in The Nautilus in 1909, under the title, What is Truth? Those who wish more detailed information as to the performance of the voluntary functions of eating, drinking, breathing, and sleeping, may read New Science of Living and Healing, Letters to a Woman's Husband, and The Constructive Use of Foods, which are all booklets by the author. I would also recommend the writings of Horace Fletcher and those of Edward Hooker Dewey. Read all these, if you like, as a sort of buttress to your faith. But let me warn you against making the mistake of studying many conflicting theories and practicing, at the same time, parts of several different systems. For if you are to get well, it must be done by giving your whole mind to the right way of thinking and living. Remember that The Science of Being Well claims to be a complete and a sufficient guide in every particular. Concentrate upon the way of thinking and acting it prescribes, and follow it in every detail, and you will get well. Or, if you are already well, you will remain so. Trusting that you will go on until the priceless blessing of perfect health is yours, I remain very truly yours, Wallace D. Wattles, 1910. End of 1910 preface. Thank you.